Lesson 13. The Lost City of the Incas. Do you think a city can just disappear? That is what people believed about Machu Picchu, Peru. Let us explore this city that was hidden from view for nearly 400 years until it was discovered in 1911. Peru, a country in South America, has some of the highest mountains in the world. These mountains are part of the Andes, a mountain chain that runs along the western coast of South America. Some peaks are over 22,000 feet high. Travel in this area is not easy. Because of the tall mountains, some places are almost impossible to reach. However, long ago, the people known to us as the Incas settled in these parts. Machu Picchu was one of the many cities that they built. This city is high in the Andes. There are steep cliffs which rise 2,000 feet on all sides. All the buildings are made from large blocks of stone. These were carefully cut to fit together exactly. Scholars do not know how the people were able to move such big rocks into place. The Incas never invented a wheel. Vehicles with wheels would have been useless on the steep paths of the Andes. The streets connect to each other by steps. These lead from one level to the next. Most of the buildings are one-room houses, built around open spaces. Channels cut into the stone carried water into the homes. We do not know much about the people who lived in Machu Picchu. The Incas never invented a way to write, so they did not leave any records. We do know, however, that they were artistic. Faces and strange animal shapes are carved in the rocks around the city. They were skilled astronomers, too. They showed the seasons by marks carved in the stone. Stone clocks measured time as the shadow of the sun passed across their faces. In 1532, a small Spanish army arrived and took control of the Incas and their cities. Peru became part of Spain's empire. No one knows what happened to the people of Machu Picchu. The Spanish never mention it in any of their records. As time went on, some people believed there might be an old city hidden in the mountains. Almost 400 years later, explorers found it covered over by trees and bushes. When these plants were cut back, the city stood as it had been before the arrival of the Spanish. Today, many people come for a visit. Most fly to Cuzco, a city of 250,000 people in southern Peru. Then they take a 4-hour train ride up the mountain. The last part of the journey by bus can be scary. Nervous people are told not to look out the windows. This is because the bus slowly zigzags its way up a road that is cut into the steep side of the mountain. The trip to the top lasts almost 30 minutes. Once there, visitors can enjoy the wonderful views of the Andes in all directions. They are free to explore the city and to think about the people who built it. After being silent for almost 400 years, the streets of Machu Picchu are again filled with the bustle of people.